We need strong leaders in America today.
Amen.
We need pastors with a backbone.
Amen.
We need a backbone to protrude out of our body, spiritually speaking. Okay? Where it's just like, you know what? There's certain things that we're just not going to do, and I'm going to be vocal about it, and you cannot overstep your boundaries here at the church. These are the policies that we have here. This is what we're going to do. That settles it. Okay? And you know, people are attracted to strong leadership. They need strong leaders. Every organization needs a strong leader. Okay? And so, taking the oversight thereof, go back to 1 Peter. He said, give heed to the church. Give heed to the people in your church. Take heed unto, you know, the unity of the church. Make sure you're endeavoring to keep the spirit of unity in the church, making sure that everything's running like a well-oiled machine, that things are being taken care of, that, you know, the church is going forward, spiritually speaking. Make sure you are the overseer thereof. So he says, feed the flock of God, take the oversight thereof. He says, not by constraint. What does that mean, not by constraint? Don't have a bad attitude being a pastor. It's like, well, this is what I have to do. Oh, I got to go to church today and just pastor the church. And what? Folks, here's the thing. When you're a pastor, you know, you signed up for this job, and it should be said that you enjoy what you do. And I'll say this. I love being a pastor. I don't love the threats and all that. That's not the funnest part of the job. But, you know, sometimes I like it. That's pretty cool. You know, to see the extent that people are willing to go through to you know, to threaten you and to stop you. I think that's kind of cool. Yeah. It's a little stressful, but it's fun. But what I'm saying is, like, don't do it by constraint. Like, this is what I just have to do. I have to preach, and I have to help people, and I have to oversee it, and I have to deal with problems. If you have that kind of have-to kind of attitude, you probably shouldn't pastor a church. The attitude should be, I get to do this. I get to help people with their problems and counsel people and preach to people and oversee the church. This energizes me, what it does. I love the fact that after Sunday night church, I'm just completely depleted emotionally, physically, and even spiritually. I love the fact that I just leave everything here. I go home and I'm just tired. And, you know, you say, why? Because that means I gave it all. This is what I love to do. And you know what? If you're going to be a pastor, that's the type of attitude that you should have as well.